Hi, this is Brandon Kaiser
and Sarah Kaiser. If you want to be empowered to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact,
then listen to The Qualified with our friend Ryan Huff.
This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
El Calificado.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
Hey, what's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day as always. And y'all, welcome back to the Qualified Podcast. I'm super excited for this episode today. We have a couple of guests that are returning with a continuation of testimony in the making. Basically, you know, as they walk through a difficult time, walk through a difficult chapter of their life, seeing God's faithfulness come through and actually get the miracle that they were believing, whether they got it or not. They really, you know, just showcase God's goodness through this entire perspective. But they end up getting the miracle they were believing for, and it's coming any day now, which is exciting. But you guys, my name is Ryan Huff, and this is the Qualified Podcast, where we showcase God's goodness with the ultimate goal being to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. So whether that being showcasing different stories or different people or whatever it may be, just life advice or wisdom, whatever the case may be, our ultimate goal is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that does make a positive impact, because you are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that you've been given. So because you're qualified for more, you should never settle for less. So you guys, I'm going to go and open up with a quick word of prayer, and we're going to get this podcast rolling and go from there. So Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. Lord, I just pray blessings over this conversation with Brandon and with Sarah. Lord, I just thank you so much for this beautiful gift that you've given them, Lord, and that's coming any day now. And Lord, I just thank you so much for just taking through this process, Father, of showcasing your goodness, showcasing your love, showcasing your mercy, your grace, your faithfulness through this entire process, Lord. And Lord, I just know that so many lives are going to be touched through this episode. And I just pray blessings. I pray Exodus 4:12 over this conversation, Lord, that you would speak in and through Brandon, Sarah, and I. And that your name will be honored and your name will be glorified, Lord. In your powerful name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, guys, welcome back to the show. It's been what was the last time you guys were on? Was it like October last year, September?
Literally 9 months ago.
I'll be darned. There we go. I guess that makes sense.
May. Yeah, May.
It was last May. Wow. Year. Dang, it's been that long already. Golly.
I know, right? Crazy.
Well, you guys haven't aged a month.
Thank you. Neither of you.
Well, thank you very much. Well, kind of walk us through what was going on last time, whenever you guys were on the episode, and we'll just kind of roll from there.
Yeah. We came on your podcast last May, like Sarah said, for Testimony in the Making, right? It was a series that you did. And we were believing back then for a baby, right? And we had been struggling for 2 years at that point to try to conceive. And man, it was not long after we were on your show that things kind of worked out for us. It was literally the week that your show aired, we found out we were pregnant. So it was a pretty powerful reminder that sharing our testimonies can be not just helpful for someone else, but helpful for yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's what God was looking for us to do, or, you know, if there's other things that were instrumental in it finally coming to pass, but just the timing of it all seems kind of surreal. We had an infertility appointment actually get moved up to the week after, or 2 weeks after we recorded your podcast. And so we kind of were just believing that God was taking us down this road of infertility to be vessels and speak about, you know, how we were feeling, exactly what we said on the first podcast of how it was a struggle, but we knew God was with us through that struggle. And then literally in a moment, like, I woke up that morning, it was the day of the infertility appointment, and it was 4 weeks after my period. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to take a test. Took the test, put it on my bathroom counter. I went downstairs. I didn't even look at the result. I came downstairs and I just felt God calling me. And I sat down and I journaled. And it was more or less me just surrendering and being like, God, if this infertility appointment today is exactly the road that you want us to take us down and we need to meet with this doctor and do what she says, then so be it. But we're trusting in you, and I trust that whatever next steps that you want us to take, we're going to do it. And it was just like a full surrender moment. And I went back upstairs, not expecting to see a positive test whatsoever. And I don't even think I prayed for a positive test. Like, I have my journal entry, and I will go back to that journal entry I have like almost every month during this pregnancy. I didn't even pray for a baby in that moment. I just prayed for full surrender. And I literally broke down in that moment. It was like 6 a.m.
Yeah, I was dead asleep.
He was dead asleep.
She started freaking out and like hyperventilating. I was like, oh my God, what is wrong?
Even though I was going to take a test that morning, and yeah, I woke him up and I was like, we're pregnant.
Wow.
What? My sister was living with us for a few weeks at that time, so she was trying to be quiet, but she was freaking out.
Yeah, like, I wanted to sit at the top of my lungs. I was like, is this a joke? Like, what's happening? I had never ever received a positive pregnancy test in my life, so it wasn't like, I don't know, it was just so surreal.
So yeah, our appointment for infertility turned into a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And like she said, it was moved up. Our original date that we had for the infertility appointment became our first ultrasound.
Wow.
We had our first ultrasound on the day.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but y'all were, you know, obviously not expecting, you know, to, you know, see a positive result because you hadn't before, because obviously it's the nature of struggling with infertility, right? You haven't seen a positive pregnancy test. And then you go from that, you see that. And so that infertility checkup that day, it ended up being an ultrasound. Is that what you said?
The first day, because that appointment got moved up originally. So that morning that we received the positive test, she went in and they instead did a pregnancy test, like
a blood test. Blood testing. And they just said, do you want to keep the appointment in case something goes wrong? And I was like, we're not even going to think that way. Like, if God gave us this positive pregnancy test today, we're not going to keep this appointment. We're not going to pretend like it's not going to go the way God has planned for us. So we ended up canceling the appointment and never meeting with the doctor. Now, the infertility appointment that was scheduled in June for when I was then 8 weeks, that was the original one, and it had gotten moved up to that May date, and that's the morning that I took the positive pregnancy test.
Yeah, so then that original June date that we had became the first ultrasound, so
yeah,
it's kind of full circle.
Praise God, man, let's go.
Yeah.
Next month, right after the qualifying, you get pregnant, let's go. Dude, that's so what, I mean, obviously the emotions were high in that moment, but like, what were you, like, what were your thoughts as well? Like, obviously overwhelm and joy, but was it kind of like just a relief, like finally for you both, or like, what were y'all thinking?
I mean, for me, it was weird because we had put off going to see a specialist for a while. You know, we kept talking about it, and then we said, no, we're just going to keep trusting God, you know, and the next time it would come up, we would consider it, and then no, we're just going to keep trusting God. And so then it was, we finally had that conversation, like, okay, let's go seek help. Let's go find out, you know, what we can find out from the doctors, and let's use that information to, you know, help us. It wasn't like we weren't, you know, one of the struggles we had was, is it not trusting God if we go do this, right? Because we had had so many signs leading up to that from, you know, someone speaking over us prophetically at church and all these different things that, you know, gave us so much hope. And I think we talked about that on the original podcast, but
like, it's that first word that you came up and your wife was crying and this woman is like, what did you say?
Yeah. And so, you know, that was what I always held on to. And for me, I was like, no, that was a promise. We don't need to worry about it. It's God's got this. But, you know, after a while, it was, you know, let's get information at least, and let's dig in. You know, this is our life now. So as soon as I like came to terms with that, it was over. It was done. It was like, you know, I went to bed and I was like, all right, this is our life now. You know, we're dealing with infertility. We're going to be dealing with specialists. We're going to be doing all this testing. And then I woke up in the morning to her frantically trying not to scream. And it was like, well, that whole chapter I thought I was beginning is already done, right? So it was kind of crazy.
It was more or less just one season ending and the next beginning in an instantaneous moment. And that was really hard for me to process because it was the same thing he said. Like, we finally were like in this season of infertility. We were in Egypt, or, you know, leaving Egypt. And like, we finally had that. And then God can work things out in a moment and change your whole situation in that moment. And so I took a few days, probably even a few weeks, even maybe to that. Well, I started being nauseous constantly, honestly. But it took me that long of a couple of weeks to finally realize, like, God took you out of that season and he's bringing you into this season. And you didn't do anything to deserve it. He's just doing it because he's that good. And I don't know, I still look back on it and still till, I mean, I feel this baby moving inside of me constantly. And it still seems so surreal to me that he's given us this blessing, this gift. And it's just, it's too surreal for me still.
No, I bet. Like, how long again was it? Wasn't it a couple of years that you guys were trying to get pregnant, right?
It was a year and a half to 2 years, like right in between there, which felt like an eternity. And we know so many people that have struggled for 7 to 10 years. And that just seems like unfathomable to us. And yeah, we just, our heart breaks for all of our friends and family that are walking through that, because we know how dark and deep that season can be.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, especially as you, I mean, I know, like, for instance, with Tiffany right now, I mean, struggling with like the GI issues in her stomach and like the pain and everything that she's walking through. And it's interesting that, which I'm very hopeful, she has a doctor's appointment this coming Wednesday. And what was funny, we had a small group that they first met last Sunday. And there was a gal that we met, she and her husband were there, and along with a couple other different couples and married couples. And one of the things that it was interesting, right after the group, finished, and, you know, we kind of broke out and we're talking amongst ourselves, this gal was starting to talk with Tiffany, and Tiffany started saying, like, you know, this and that about her stomach and such. Cause we're also during the group, we also asked, like, you know, how can we be praying for you during the week? And, you know, I just spoke up and was saying, like, you know, just praying for Tiffany's health, you know, and, you know, just really, you know, needing direction here. And this gal that we just met for the first time, you know, at this group on Sunday, was, you know, she spoke into Tiffany and she was saying, actually, what you're walking through sounds really familiar, and gave us some advice that we had never, all the basically testing that we had never gotten, that we had never done. And for me, I got excited because I'm like, if it's something as simple as this, then my goodness, and that's just a pill you can take, and then, you know, you're all fixed up and such. So for her, obviously, you know, it's kind of like a little skeptical and such, because there's so many things that she's walked through. For me, I'm like, hey, this could be it. But either way, it's kind of the point of like surrendering it to the Lord, kind of like, you know, exactly how you guys have done. And I'm like, Lord, whatever the case may be, I know you have the power to heal my wife. Even if you don't, we're still going to serve you. But at the same time, it's just, I just find it funny, like, we're going through all these things and some random couple at this place that shares this bit of advice that makes sense, because it, you know, like all the symptoms that she was having, this gal, you know, had something similar, very similar, you know, to what Tiffany has been having too, just life experiences as well. And so I'm like, well, hey, I'm hopeful, and we'll see what happens come Wednesday at this appointment, and see where we go from there. But it's just,
yeah,
it's interesting in that waiting moment though, until you get that word of encouragement, and then it's like, okay, this could be it. And then, you know, the breakthrough tends to come after that. I feel like after you surrender though, I think is what the thing, one of the key things that you touched on is that surrender though.
The surrender, and then just, you know, bringing it to light and just speaking about it. You know, when you keep it in hiding in darkness, like, you never know who's there to speak life over you or speak whatever. Like, God just talks in so many different ways through people, like in your instance, or, you know, through me journaling or through his word. And I think just taking that leap of faith of surrendering, but also bringing it to light. Those are the two key takeaways, I think, for sure.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think talking about it too, I think, is really important as well. Why do you feel like talking about it too, like bringing it to the light and such, rather than keeping it to yourself, is so important?
Well, I think Sarah touched on one key point where it's, you know, if people don't know what you're going through, they can't help you. They can't pray over you. They can't do any of that. Right. And then I think testimony is incredibly powerful, right? When you give your story, and that's why like the series you did was so cool, because it wasn't, we hadn't even seen the other side of it yet. Right. But it was sharing our story in hopes that, well, two things, in hopes that it would help someone else. You know, if they're struggling with it, that it's not that uncommon, that they can come out and talk about it, they can find help. There's a lot of people that are dealing with the same thing. But also, look how much glory it brought to God by, I mean, instantly, the week it came out, we were pregnant. Yeah. And it was, you know, was that, I can't start to guess what it was that caused it or anything, but like, just to turn around that quickly after sharing that, it just, I don't know, you can't tell me it was anything else.
Yeah. Even if it didn't happen, you know, that even if it was months later, or like we were still sitting here telling you today that we were still praying for that miracle, there still would have been so much glory that would have been brought to God through it all. So,
amen. Yeah, I agree. I think I was literally just about to ask that point too. Like, what if we were having this conversation, you know, we're still, you know, walking through that. I think that even if kind of faith that we saw in Daniel, that we see in Daniel 3, you know, it's like, even if it doesn't, like, hey, we still share our testimony and still like, we're able to encourage people that are walking through a difficult time, whatever it may be. And, you know, still able to get it out there. What do you think the difference is though, between sharing your testimony and sharing what you're walking through and being like attention seeking as well? Because I feel like some people are out there that's like, hey, look at how bad life is for me, kind of a thing. How do you differentiate? Because I feel like what you guys did was a perfect way of like, this is what we're walking through, this is where our faith is, and regardless of the outcome, God is still king, and we're still going to serve him and such. Where do you feel like that balance is of like being able to talk about what you're walking through and not, you know, kind of trying to sound like you're trying to gain attention and like being whiny and such?
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is bringing attention, awareness, and glory to God versus yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to play the victim card, and some people are dealt bad hands in life. And there's some things that we can't control. The things that happen to us, especially if we're younger. But what we can control is, you know, how we respond and how we handle it moving forward, right? And so you can choose to bring attention to God, or you can bring attention to yourself and your pain and your misery. It's a pretty easy choice.
Yeah, and then it's just perspective. I mean, everyone's going to have pain. Everyone's going to feel like they're the victim, but it's all about perspective and knowing that God has you in a certain place for a certain reason, and he's not going to leave you there. Everything's temporary in this world, and thank God seasons are temporary, and a new season will unfold eventually.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's good advice, especially to someone that's in that place where they haven't seen a breakthrough yet. Or they might be where you guys were at, you know, just 9 months ago, you know, and haven't seen it yet and such. It's like, hey, just keep your perspective, right? Like, things are going to change. And I think one of my favorite quotes more so is, it's from John Maxwell. It says, growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow will be better, you know?
Yeah. And yeah,
just to kind of make it relatable too. Like, I mean, for me, like, for instance, I was really a few weeks ago now, I was just really struggling. Like, I was in just like a dark, like, spot where, which I thought I had kind of gotten over, but at one point when I shared it on the podcast several years ago, but like talking about like suicidal thoughts and whatnot. And it was interesting, man. Like, I wasn't wanting to go to there was this group that I go to not a regular basis anymore, but it's just kind of a drive to go to, but I wasn't wanting to go this particular morning, right? And it's a men's group that meets on Saturday mornings.
Sure.
And I wasn't wanting to go. And I was really just feeling just down. Like, and, you know, Tiffany and I were kind of in, you know, kind of going back and forth, you know, having growth conversations, arguments, if you will, and it newlyweds. And it was just, and then like there was stress at work, and just like, it was just, I just honestly was just feeling like I wasn't achieving the level I needed to be achieving at, and just like having these unrealistic expectations on myself ultimately was what it was. And then I was just feeling down. Like, I can't get it right. I can't be consistent, yada, yada, all this kind of, you know, victim stuff, if you will. And it got to the point that morning, I wasn't going to go to this meeting. And I ended up going because, you know, there's this guy that I was supposed to deliver a hoodie to. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to ship it to him, whatever. And I'm like, no, I gave him my word that I would be there and whatever. So I ended up going. And after there's this thing that they do at this men's group. It says, today's the day, right? And what it means is, it's like, today's the day that I take control. Today's the day that I go out and do that thing. Today's the day that I live my life for God, or whatever the thing may be. Or it's just like an action kind of inspirational kind of a statement. Yeah. And I literally was walking in, and, you know, this one guy that was opening the door greeting or whatever, he's like, hey, today's the day. And I just literally just said in my head, after I walked, or not my head, after I walked past him to myself, I just go, yeah, today's the day I kill myself. And I was being serious, like, you know, and it was just like, I was like, I don't know what to do from this point, man. Like, I don't know, like, how to change anything. I don't know, like, I don't feel like my life has value. I don't feel qualified. I don't feel any of these things. And so anyhow, so go to the group and, you know, go do a thing or whatever. And, like, you know, do the worship and such. And there was this, a buddy of mine who actually was there. His name is Nate Burkhalter. He's been on the podcast, and he was leading worship. And it was that song. Oh gosh. It was, I forget what it was. It was some kind of song that was like, even when I don't see it, you're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working, whatever. And I literally just, I usually raise my hands during this point in worship, but at the same point, I just was like, I raised one hand eventually. And I was like, God, like, I just need a miracle because I don't know what to do beyond this point. And so anyhow, so give the shirt to the guy that I was supposed to give the shirt to. And I'm walking out, and this is the God point, because after that point of walking out, I wasn't going to go to the small groups after. I didn't feel like I should. What do I have to add? I shouldn't even be there, right? And so anyways, I was walking out, and this buddy of mine, his name is Jared, he just so happens to see me, turns around and sees me, and he goes, hey man, what's going on? And I was like, hey. So I gave him a hug or whatever, and he goes, he's asked me a question. He goes, so how's everything going? And I'm like, honestly, bro, not that great. And I was just, you know, he was like, hey, been there before. And so we started talking, and, you know, I walked down, you know, the steps, and, you know, we were walking down with him, and we got to like where the group is breaks out at. And I was just, you know, kind of shared a little bit what was going on and such, like, dude, I just, you know, I've been struggling with this for years. Like, I don't know how to make it any different. Right. I don't know like what to do. Like, I just feel like I'm just tired of the struggle. I'm tired of the fight. And so, and he goes, hey man, just hang in there. It's going to be good. Okay. Or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. And so I was like, hey, I'm just going to use the restroom and such. And so he's like, I love you, man. I didn't even acknowledge him when he said it. So I went to the restroom and then went out to my car, and I started just crying. I was like, it just kept on saying the thing. I don't know what to do, you know? And so anyways, after I did that for a little bit, I got a text from Nate, and he eventually, you know, he was like, hey man, where are you? And like, 'cause Jared had told him, you know, I wasn't doing so hot. And because I didn't know where I was going to go anyways. Like, I wasn't going to go home because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want my parents asking me questions. What's going on? Why aren't you talking? Why are you crying? Whatever. I didn't want to go back to Tiffany because I didn't want to, you know, burden her with that. I just didn't know what to do. And so anyways, I was, they ended up coming out. We ended up talking for over an hour and just basically, you know, just had like just a growth conversation with him, just talking like, hey man, like, I struggle with the same thing. And it was interesting, like a guy like him, I wasn't expecting him to like struggle with inconsistency, struggle with not feeling good enough, struggle with like all these kind of things. And it was just like, God just did like a heart change, like a supernatural heart change in me, because I guess I got to that point where I was like, God, like, I don't know what to do. This is on you. I surrender it. And like, that's when the heart change shifted. And it's like, the guy was just like, all right, yeah, that's not an option. Like, killing yourself is not an option, you know? And ultimately that's just the enemy. At the end of the day. And, you know, it's just the enemy. It's like, you know, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
You know? And so I finally got to the point where I was like, all right, you know what? That's not my story anymore. And I've got to do something different and such. So whether that's, you know, getting into working out regularly again, which I have, and also changing the perspective, like you were talking about, Sarah, like I'd had this perspective that if it's not perfect how I think it should be, well, then therefore I failed. And because I failed, therefore I'm a failure. And because I'm a failure, therefore my life doesn't have any worth. And because my life doesn't have any worth, then why should I be here in the first place? You know, right. It's such a selfish cycle. It's so stupid too, because I'm just like, Why would I think those things? But anyhow, this like God just changed my perspective altogether, like starting to just, and I realized too, like I got in a moment the other day whenever I found myself, you know, being in a similar situation where before I would have thought like, all right, no reason to be here, take my life, whatever. But then I was just like, I felt that thought coming on. I'm like, that's dumb. Why would I do that? You know? And like, you know, just, and you move on from there, but it's just interesting. It's so true what you say. It's just like, it's all perspective. And the main thing too, I think when the victory comes is when you give it to the Lord, and you might not have your victory immediately, but same point, that's whenever the process starts, because you, once he can have it all, well, then he can work. If he doesn't have it all, he can't work in your life until you surrender.
Right. Well, and it's not dumb either. The enemy is so good at, you know, sounding so tempting to us. And we truly believe that his schemes are so relevant in everyone's life. And it's just, you have to make God's voice louder than his. And the only way to do that is to keep pressing in. And so thank you, Jesus, that you had that, that miraculous moment, that change of heart, because we're so glad you're here. And I know everyone else in your life is too, but yeah.
You know, it stood out to me is basically the reason that we're on this podcast right now is, you know, if you had seen Jared and you decided, hey man, everything's cool, I'm good, you know, and you didn't open up, you didn't talk about it, you didn't give that test, that would have never happened, right? Yeah. So, you know, it's the same thing as us coming on the podcast the first time. Right, what we let off this podcast with is, if people don't know what to pray for you for, then you're not going to receive that. And so it started right there when you decided to open up and talk about it, you know?
Yeah. So that I think about that before. That's a good point, though. Yeah.
Totally.
Damn it. Yeah, that's true. And I think also, I'm grateful you touched on that point too, Sarah. It's like whenever you press in, like my mentor, I told him about it, you know, as well. And he was like, Ryan, stay in the word every day, like listen to it, inundate yourself with the word, whether it be playing it on your phone or reading it tangibly. It's like, you need, just like Romans 12, 2 talks about, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing that's helped tremendously. I think that's one of the biggest things, actually, the biggest thing has been just staying in the word more than just, you know, working out, more than whatever. It's like, you got to stay in the word every day, because that's how, it's like that song says, that's how we fight our battles, right? We walk in the spirit, and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, right? Walk in the spirit. And that's how we're able to, we don't wrestle against, you know, against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and such, right? So how do we fight our battles? Well, we got to stay in the word. That's the sword of the spirit. So it's, yeah, it's true what you say. It's so true. We got to stay in the word. We got to press in even more, especially when it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I hope our testimony has helped people just that are dealing with infertility. And I hope yours that you just gave is helping people dealing with the same thing that you were dealing with. You know, there's a lot of people, it's not that uncommon.
Yeah.
It's taboo and people don't talk about it enough, but I think it could be just as powerful or more powerful, you know? So thank you for sharing that.
We know men very close in our lives that are walking through the same thing that you're walking through. And so that hit home for us, just hearing your story. And I think we'll be able to share this with some people who probably had the exact same thoughts that you were thinking of. And yeah, so.
Thank you, yeah. Well, hey, you know, both have, everyone has a testimony and everyone has a, you know, something that they're walking through. I think it's true what you guys have been saying. You got to talk about it so people can know how to lift you up and know how to build you up too. So like sharing it, I think one of the main things too, takeaways is like talking about your story, what you're walking through with it. And I think it's also, you have to be used wisdom with that too. You don't just tell everyone that, you know, that you're walking through something and such. I think, cause at that point it can kind of come across as like, you know, how we talked about it, like whiny, woe is me, whatever, but like tell someone you trust, you know, whether it's your mom, your friend. Yeah, it's like, you know, whether it's a best friend, your wife, your husband, tell someone you trust and confide in them, like, hey man, listen, I'm struggling, you know, and then struggle together. You don't have to tell, you know, your entire church about it or whatever, but do that. And then as well, like just like you said, Sarah, like press in, you know, when you guys are walking through difficulties, well, hey, gets to know the one who says in I think it's Psalm 35 that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, you know, and Lord is near to the ones that are, that take your troubles to him, cast your cares on the Lord because he cares for you. You know, if he gave his only son for us and he endured a terrible death, it's like, well, do you not think he loves you and wants the best for you? Of course he does, but you got to spend time with him. And I think this is one of the biggest things, more so, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we've just been learning that when one season ends, another season begins. And so we might sound like we have it, you know, this is the best thing ever. We are walking in our miracle and it's great, but you know, a new season turned up and now we're walking through financial issues and things like that. And so I think I just want people to realize that just because, you know, one miracle is delivered, that doesn't mean the enemy isn't going to come fighting just as hard for something else in your life. Yeah. And so it's been really eye-opening to, we had faith for the infertility journey and we were, you know, delivered from that. Thank you, Jesus. But when God now wants me to have faith for our finances, it's like, whoa, wait, God, like, are you sure you can handle that? Like, I know you can handle the fertility journey and like, thank you for the baby, but there's no way you're going to be able to help us with our finances. Like, I don't see a way out. How is there going to be a way out of this? And so life is just such a journey and you're never reaching a destination. And just learning that over the last 9 months has been, I don't know what else to say there.
It never ends.
And so just press, like we keep saying, you got to keep pressing into God and keeping your eyes on him, because otherwise the world in life seems so dark and so overwhelming. And without his light in your life, I literally don't know how people do it. I don't know how people go on in life without the light of Jesus, or just his calmness, his peace, his strength that we feel every day in our house because we seek him first. And I'm just so glad that we have made our lives centered around him, because it's brought us so much peace. And even though, like I said, things aren't perfect, they're still progressing.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You just reminded me of that passage in the New Testament. I forget what chapter it's in, but it's in one of the Gospels. And it's whenever, you know, that I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jesus had just performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000 or the 10,000, whatever. I think it's that one, or it's, regardless, there were miracles that were done, irrelevant of that, there were miracles that were done, and that the disciples had seen Jesus do. And one of the story goes that I just love, you know, they get in the boat, and Jesus says, one of the things that's recorded in scripture, Jesus says, hey, get in the boat, we're going to go to the other side, right? So they do that. And all of a sudden, what happens? You know, we know the story. Jesus falls asleep. And then, you know, the storm comes out of nowhere, right? And, you know, they're getting tossed around hither and yon. They're like, dude, we're going to die. So they, you know, they wake Jesus up. They go, bro, you know, this is my translation, but like, bro, don't you care that we're about to die? Like, you know, the storm's coming. And I just can imagine Jesus waking up. You know, he's got his hair is kind of matted a little bit. He's got drool coming out of his mouth because he's asleep. And he wakes up and he's like, you know, he's kind of squinting his eyes a little bit. He goes, what are you making? I'm trying to sleep, bro. Like, what are you waking me up for? And so he wakes up and what does he say? Oh, ye of little faith. And he rebukes the storm and everything ceases and such. And they're like, wow, like, who is this man that even the storms obey him as well, right? Well, what's interesting, the story goes, they get to the other side. We don't always think about the fact of what Jesus already promised us in the beginning. The beginning was, hey, we're going to the other side. Jesus knew, obviously, of the turmoil of the storm that was going to arise during that time period between the promise and between the fulfillment, right? He already knew what was coming, but we just have to, what, keep our eyes focused on Christ, keep our eyes focused on him, stay in the word, meditate in his word, bring our troubles to him and leave them at his altar, at the throne of his altar and such, and cast our cares on him and such, and stay in the word and renew our mind and everything. But it's easy to take our eyes off of that and look at our circumstances. And even though we already saw miracles happen, even before they even got on the ship, there was already things that they already saw him do, right? Just like in y'all's life. I know that's like, you know, Brandon, your testimony and coming to Christ and such. There's already things that we've seen happen in our lives that predate the thing that we're going through, but it's easy to take our eyes off of that and look at our circumstances. We're like, well, God, yeah, I get it. You came through then, but are you going to come through now? Just like you just said, you know, hey, we're going through this thing with infertility. We got our baby. Gosh, we're any day. We literally, even during this recording, y'all could literally, hey, bro, we got to go to the hospital. Yeah. You know, but at the same time, and then you got like, all right, we're getting this. Now we're, you know, have some financial, you know, struggles and such. But you know what? Just like in the same way, it's like, yeah, God just delivered me. I have this new mindset and this new way of thinking and such. I did not take my life with suicide, and I won't. And now I have a new struggle. A new struggle is, all right, building the business and like different things that come along with that. And like, you know, are we going to be able to scale and all this kind of jazz and such? So it's just, there's something new, but it's so true what you said, what you guys have said. It's like, there's a new chapter, but the same thing remains the same. You got to keep your eyes focused on Christ, and because that's where the victory comes.
Yeah. So good.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And amen. Well, dude, I think that's that about wraps up the episode, but I wanted to open up the floor to you guys more so before we wrap it up. And is anything that you guys wanted to add before we get off of here?
No, I mean, the testimony speaks for itself. So just, I mean, this whole episode, just get out there and talk to people, talk to someone close to you that you trust, let them know what you're going through so they can pray for you and do likewise. Right.
Yeah. We're not meant to do life alone. And so I think that kind of just sums up what we have been saying this whole episode, is just find people that are ready to build you up. And if you don't have those people, then find a church. And I'm sure there's people inside a church that are willing to be that for you.
Amen. I agree. Amen. Well, good deal, man. Well, thank you guys for coming on. And y'all, I just wanted to say, to the Qualified family listening right now, thank you guys for listening. I truly appreciate it. And I trust that you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please share it with a friend, share at least one person that you know would find value in it. We don't run ads on the show, so the way that we grow this podcast is by word of mouth. So if we add value to your day, then please share it out. If we don't add value, think the show kind of stunk, then don't share it out too. But if you think it added value, please leave us a 5-star review and share it out with at least one friend. And Brandon and Sarah, thank you guys for coming on. I'm super happy for you guys. And do y'all already know what you're having? Is it a boy or a girl? Or
the boy? Yeah.
Boy. Yes. Thank you for having us. We're so glad to be back and able to share our story that's unfolded.
Absolutely. I think it's gonna be cool too, because this, you mean, these episodes stay around for years and such, you know, so whenever your little boy grows up, be like, hey, listen to this episode whenever we were believing for you.
Definitely.
That's cool. What's his name gonna be by the way?
Micah.
I like that, man. That's cool. Very cool. Well, I like it. Well, hey, good deal, man. Well, congratulations to you guys again. Thank you all so much for coming on, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, Qualified family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. You know, with the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You know, ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. You know, but it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. You know, a life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to Him. You know, so whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, you know, and you fell away, kind of fell away from your faith and kind of did your own thing. I want to encourage you with this. And that is that Jesus still loves you and wants, desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many times you've messed up. It doesn't matter how messed up your past is. It doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark. It doesn't how many times you thought you're going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I mean, I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I messed up. And here's the thing, God is the God of second chances. And not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work
your son Jesus did. By dying on the cross and raising again, forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made. And I got to tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified Translation, that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this girl, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I got to tell you, you got to recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, you know, for Android, and start reading it there, or, you know, definitely recommend either the Amplified Translation or the New Living Translation or even the New King James Translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading and, you know, reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with Him. Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pearl's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one, there's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one, but the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. Just some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So, dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon.